USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump reacting to the Inspector General's report calling some of the findings regarding FBI misconduct a disgrace. The report finds no bias, but plenty of misconduct at the hands of some FBI agents led by former Director James Comey, who Trump fired. The IG, Michael Horowitz, taking almost 2 years to do his investigation, 200 witnesses interviewed, and an almost 500-page report issued. But the U.S. attorney looking into these matters, John Durham, releasing a statement saying he disagrees with some of the conclusions. Durham writing, "Based on the evidence collected to date and while our investigation is ongoing, last month we advised the Inspector General that we do not agree with some of the report's conclusions." Now, Durham has the power to prosecute people for criminal activity that took place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
An update now on the number of illegals crossing the U.S. border. More and more sections of President Trump's border wall being built, and here's the result. U.S. Border Patrol says the number of illegals arrested at our southern border with Mexico declining for a sixth month in a row. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
Acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan announcing just over 42,000 illegal immigrants were apprehended at the border in November, down by more than 100,000 since May of this year. Morgan says the Trump administration's successes in the illegal immigration crisis have sent a strong message to cartels and criminal organizations, adding that President Trump and the CBP agency will not stop what he called the relentless pursuit to protect and safeguard the nation. Morgan says coming to U.S. borders illegally with a child will no longer be an automatic passport into the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More now on one of our top stories here on USA Radio News, the IG report and reaction to it. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A long-awaited watchdog report from the Justice Department's Inspector General on the origins of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe found no evidence of political bias despite performance failures. The report found 17 significant errors or omissions in surveillance applications for Trump campaign aide Carter Page. President Trump reacts to the release of the report.
Incredible. Far worse than I would have ever thought possible. And it's an embarrassment to our country. It's dishonest. It's everything that a lot of people thought it would be, except far worse.
In USA News for Your Health, Gallup reports a record 25% of Americans say they or a family member put off treatment for a serious medical condition because of the price. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Results from the Gallup survey found that is up from 19% from a year ago, with another 8% indicating a family member put off treatment for other less serious conditions. I spoke to Lydia Saad of Gallup, who says that brings the percentage of households delaying care due to the expense to 33%, tying the high from 2014.
Overall, we find a third of U.S. adults say that they or their family couldn't afford care in the past year, and a subset of those, which is 1 in 4 Americans, say they couldn't afford care for a serious medical condition.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.